This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, well, now I can hear you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Spishek. Hi. Hi. No? No? Can you hear it? You're getting no? No, nothing. Well, that's just the damnedest thing. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. When I was young, I never needed anyone. Hey. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think all the friends I've known. When I dial the telephone, nobody's home. No? Yeah? Huh? Huh? Are you running Windows XP? Hey. No? Yeah? No. I'm gonna flip this fucking table over. Yeah? Oh. Okay, great. Yeah, this is it's a two-way conversation. Hi, Robert. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Ash Bashaka Shak Shektiv. Mm-hmm.
All right, now try.
Okay.
There it is.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Fuck. God Jesus. Damn it.
Christ, I already drank half my beer just stressing out over this. I just texted you. I'm like, the universe does not want us to record this podcast. Everything is working against us this week. Oh, life, Jesus.
Life is against me, Rob.
Tell me.
Crack this sucker open.
Man.
I don't know. There was one button, but then who knows? Ben and his little buddy were down here the other day. They were shooting off rockets and stuff.
They rocketed your mixer.
They probably did.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm one of your hosts, Rob.
And I'm the other host, Robert. You're listening to episode 66 for Monday, June 4th, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beers we're drinking. Wow. Let's try that again. Stop interrupting me.
Robert killing mousies.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about
Robert killing mousies.
Beer. Shocker. We're also going to talk about numb thumbs.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
It's like Whacker's wrist, but for your thumbs. Next. That's it. I'm not doing it again. You figure that one out.
Our friends at Nabisco have some new flavors for Oreos based on your favorite desserts. And this week we've got a shit ton of crazy news.
There we go. Oh, perfect. Rob, I gotta tell you, I'm proud of the fact that we're sitting here recording this podcast right now this week because, you know, as I texted you a few minutes ago, as I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, and it was just a big old technical difficulty mess on your side, I texted you, I feel like the universe just didn't want us to record this podcast this week, but we beat the universe. Last night, we're like, all right, we're going to record Friday evening. I get home, the power's out. It just...
We had something. I can't remember what it was Thursday. It might have been I think I mentioned it last week. We've got a lot of baseball going on, so I didn't have a chance to do it Thursday. So then we moved it to Friday, or you had something. I don't remember exactly. So then Friday comes along and no power. And I think today is Saturday. I've had one of those, like I talked about last week. I had a lot going on at work and the shorter week, and everything just kind of made it difficult to remember what day. Everything's against us. And I think we've had that in the past, but this one seems stronger than we've ever had it. Yeah. We're persistent. And I know for me, I'm a competitive asshole, so I don't really like to lose. So it was kind of be one of those things where I was just going to figure it out somehow, whether I had to keep pushing buttons and I don't know. It was going to work out.
We persevered. That's all that matters. Well, it really was. It was a crazy week for me too. I feel like, I think your job is kind of the same where, you know, it's not like, you know, having a shorter week means you just have less work to do that week. If it's like my job, it's like, it just means I have less hours to do the amount of work that I normally would have to do. And for me anyways, cause I took Tuesday off as well. Like, you know, fuck it, I'll make a four day weekend out of it. So it just, the week flew by, but I was just really, really busy the whole time.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to this beer, and I had it last week and I wanted to save it. And I think last week I didn't want to enjoy it because I knew I had to get up early for some other stuff, and I've still got that, but God damn it, I'm not going to finish this thing, and I'm going to enjoy it. I've already taken a little bit of a sip, and I don't know. Well, I think we owe it to ourselves to have our beer now.
Let's do it. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's the drop.
And goofing with the levels to get just so I could hear myself and then to hear you, I had the iPad down. So let's, you know what? Let's just do that again.
Hey, take two. There it is.
I'm excited about your beer too. It's from my favorite brewery. So I'm more excited about your beer than mine. Although my beer is pretty good.
Well, I'm excited about the size of this bottle. And like I said, it's got me a little bit nervous, but per usual, we'll let you go first.
All right. So what I have this week, it's from a brewery I've never had before. It's Beguile Brewing.
Yeah.
They're based out of Chicago, Illinois. And it's the Coffee Tough Guy. It's a coffee American brown ale. And this brewery, before I go into the beer, it's an interesting brewery. They advertise all over the website that they are a community supported brewing company. And so I was like digging as I was waiting for you today to figure your shit out. I started digging into it a little bit, just kind of trying to figure out what that means. To get their beer, like to be on the list to like actually get their beer on a regular basis, you actually have to buy a membership. And it's like, so
it's like a beer of the month club.
It's loosely based off of like the community supported agriculture model, which farms sell exactly. produce shares that exchange the customer receives a box or bag of veggies or fruits each week at a lower price. So they do the same thing with their beer. So anyways, to the beer, this is the Coffee Tough Guy. As I said, it's a coffee American brown ale. It's backed by a nutty caramel malt character. This American brown ale is brewed with Chicago's own Ipsento coffee, bringing to mind a nice iced cup of Joe. Iced coffee flavor is not tough enough for you. Tell that to its face. It's 5.3 percent alcohol by volume. And Robert, don't be so concerned that you have a stronger beer than I do, because I've already had four beers today. And this isn't a pint can. I mean, it says 16 fluid ounces. Wait, is that a pint? No.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm a dumbass.
I don't know. I personally feel like we should switch to metric like the rest of the world, so we don't have to figure that shit out. But,
well, let's say, Alexa, how many ounces in a pint?
One pint equals 16 fluid ounces.
Oh, see, we were right.
Well, they got to put both on there then. They're just fucking confusing me.
It's that membership. That's what it pays for.
I don't know. But so there's a very deep coffee presence in this beer. I had one yesterday because I was pissed that we weren't going to record because of the power outage. So I had a beer yesterday, and I bought this in a 4-pack. So I had one yesterday. I had one today, and it's a good. It's a nice brown ale. You do feel. Tastes that kind of nutty finish to it. What the fuck was that?
You said brown ale. Oh,
Jesus.
Had a rough day.
So it does have a nutty finish, but it has a very, again, a very deep coffee flavor. It does remind me of like a cold brew coffee that you get from Starbucks with beer added to it. It's a nice, it's a dark pour, but you can see some light does leak through, and it has kind of a reddish tint to it. I rated it a 4 on Untappd. Beer Advocate rates it a 3.77?
Something.
3.77 out of 5, which is a very well rated beer. And it's a nice pickup, and I apparently I'm supporting some sort of charity or something when I buy it, so even better.
That's good. Yeah.
Now, what do you have? Because, well, I already know. I'm pretending I don't know because that we have to make it flow on the podcast. But
you have to ask these questions to make it seem like you're engaged. But I've got, and one of our favorite breweries that we've had on the show is Founders. And I was walking through Norm's looking for something different. And I like to look at the big bottles now. And I know I mentioned that before, but the build your owns, I kind of run through those. So I found this big bottle that I hadn't seen before, and I saw Founder, so I went ahead and grabbed it. Didn't even really look at what it was, but I knew it was one that you hadn't had, and it is the Founder's Dankwood, and it's an Imperial Red India Pale Ale aged in bourbon barrels. So in the last couple of weeks, you've had, and I got the list here, the KBS, and what was the other one? Oh, the Backwoods Bastard.
Yeah, they're,
so this
they're,
is kind of like,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of like the next one in line to that. So if they have a series of these beers, the Dankwood is pretty much in line with the KBS and Backwoods Bastard. So it's a red IPA, so it's different than what you've had, and it's not really going to be something that you probably would, but you might like it. But it's a big old bottle to not be sure. But the website says, what do you get when a big, bold Imperial Red IPA meets an oak bourbon barrel? A palate stunner that'll send your senses spinning, or as we like to call it, dank wood. Rich caramel notes emerge from the depths of the IPA, highlighting strong malt character while the bourbon barrel aging develops the complexity. A dank, sticky, and slightly sweet sipper, dank wood is the perfect alchemy of wood and hops.
Dank.
Yeah, and it's started shipping April 2nd, and it's going to be available for a little bit of, doesn't say exactly how long, but it seems like it's a limited release like the KBS and Backwoods Bastard. So I feel kind of lucky to have it. And like I said, I've already had a little bit of it. So while I sip it, you can tell me what you were going to say, if you remember.
No, I was just going to say, you know, the Dankwood, I'd try it just because, you know, having the KBS and the Backwoods Bastard, who are you know, both part of Founders Bourbon Barrel series, and there's a certain amount of beers. They only brew them once a year because they're aged for an entire year in bourbon barrels, so you get that nice kind of bourbony taste and finish to those beers. So they're all so good. The two that I've had, especially the KBS, have just been so good. I'd try this even at the, you know, a little bit higher on the IBU scale. I feel like I'd still want to at least try it. I had in fact I had a Dirty Bastard from Founders at the Tigers game last weekend, and that's at 50 IBUs, which is again, it's high for me, and I found the beer actually to be quite enjoyable, and that's actually a Scotch style ale, so it does it does have the reddish tint to it, kind of like I think the Dankwood does.
Yeah, well, the IBUs are kind of tricky because I've had, now this one is 65 IBUs and it's a whopping 12.2% alcohol by volume, and it's a gigantic bottle. It's 750 milliliters. Alexa, how many ounces are in 750 milliliters?
750 milliliters is 25.4 fluid ounces.
Yeah, see? So that's pretty good. So that's a little bit more than two cans or two bottles, I guess, depending on the size of the bottle. Knowing how you feel about the IPAs and that sort of thing, I don't know that you would like it, but I think the initial, like I said, the initial mouthfeel that you have of it with the oak bourbon barrel is actually pretty good. I like it. I wasn't sure exactly what to expect.
And I've come to appreciate just the overall balance of the beer more, mm-hmm. too. So it's not just about the IBUs. There's, like you said, it's all kind of relative. I've had some higher IBU beers. You know, some of the porters tend to get up there a little bit. And I haven't felt that they were particularly hoppy when I've tasted them compared to some other ones that are actually a lower IBUs than some of the other ones that I've had that I haven't really felt were overly hoppy. So I think it's all about the balance of the flavors and the hops and the malts and everything and the alcohol content and how it all kind of comes together. So I'm starting to like try to broaden my horizons a little bit and not be so caught up with low IBUs that I miss out some good, actually could be really good beers that I would enjoy. And that's one of the reasons why I picked up the Dirty Bastard when I was at the game. I mean, part of it, and you know what? Shit, it wasn't the Dirty Bastard. It was one of the Atwater beers. Oh, well, it's a hoppier Atwater beer. And I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. So.
One thing we haven't talked about in a while is when we drink our beers, we also rate them, and we put them in an app called Untappd, which is UNTAPPD, and it's available on pretty much any mobile device. Sure. And I can be found there if you'd like to follow me at RobertK328. And Rob is,
I'm at Phil Roberts 33. Look us up there. You know, imagine it's like Facebook for beer drinkers, and they don't sell all your data to Russians.
Almost more like a Foursquare or what, I don't know what it's called now, Swarm or something.
I don't know.
You're checking into
it. Is
that
still a thing?
Well, you know, it's funny. I used to use it for a while, and then I said, well, that's kind of weird. But I have seen people actually still using it. And actually, on Untappd, if you're drinking a beer somewhere, you can check in on Swarm. Huh. And you can also push your check-in to Facebook, Twitter, and the third option is Swarm. So I guess people still use it. Every now and then I'll see it on Twitter. Somebody checked into usually a watering hole, or they'll check in somewhere that's out there. Then they'll check in on Swarm. And I always like the same thing. People really still use that this day, but I guess they do.
That's stupid. Swarm's stupid.
Well, you know, the best way to do it is using your phone. And I know years back, and I had somebody at work that suffered from it. So she had kind of carpal tunnel, and my mom's had issues with it, and the woman that I used to work with, we had to go around and buy everybody those little pads to hold your mouse up or hold your wrist up when you're using your mouse. You used to get right here, and you can see it, but nobody else can, but basically right at the base of your wrist, right before your forearm starts, she used to get these little like bumps there, but it was like almost like, and it's gonna be kind of gross, but pimple juice. It would kind of fill up inside there, and she'd get this big lump there. And she'd have to go and get it lanced and have it drained. And it was because of being a graphic designer and having her hand in kind of an awkward position holding the mouse up, she would get this buildup of whatever that junk is. And she'd have to get it taken out. And then we started getting people with carpal tunnel and wearing these braces. But now that everybody is so hooked to their phone, something that I saw this week that I thought was actually pretty, not really funny, but it's I guess it's true. And I've never experienced it, but it is tendinosis in my phone thumb. So people are using their phones so much that they're getting almost like a carpal tunnel in their thumbs, in their fingers that they're using them. And they're like, Their thumbs are wearing out.
Yeah, and essentially it's yeah, it's, I mean, I think the kind of layman's what they call it is numb thumb, right? So it's yeah, like you said, it's overuse of just that pressing down with the end of your thumb, where it's actually causing people's thumbs to lose feeling. And it's actually what's funny is, so there's a New York Times article that we linked to on here, and it started because Nellie Bowles, who is the person who wrote up the article, the columnist.
Does she know Gillian?
I know she knows Gillian. She should, though. I mean, everybody should know Gillian. If you don't know who Gillian is, listen to episode 65. You can even fast forward into it about 50 minutes or so and just start listening from there, and you'll learn all about Gillian Graham.
I knew you were saying it incorrectly, but yeah. I was feeling so good after those two beers that I just let you have it.
So,
and then you realize it. I think I've been saying it. I think it's Gillian. Like, yeah, of course it's Gillian.
Yeah, you fucker. You said it too. So anyway, so the author, Nellie, who's the author of the article, went to her doctor and, doctor actually basically told her to put her fucking phone down and stop using it as much. And it actually caused her symptoms. It was quite painful for her, actually caused her symptoms to eventually, it alleviated the symptoms. And it makes me think of, like, I actually get it. And I don't know if you've ever felt it, but if I've had a day where I've just been on the phone a lot, I mean, I do feel like fatigue or discomfort in my hand, and especially where I get it is in my pinky, which is funny. I don't get it in my thumb.
Because you stick yours out, that's why.
So when I hold my phone, and you can't see this, but when I hold my phone, I use my pinky as kind of a rest for the bottom of the phone.
Yeah, that's usual.
And I eventually will feel it in my pinky, like it'll be sore. And it's one of those things where, you know, I put my phone down and then the next morning it's not sore anymore. But I have kind of thought in the past, I'm like, I wonder what like the long-term effects are going to be of just using our phones and the stress it puts on our hands. Kind of like people who type for a living, right? Or who do data entry for a living, who get the carpal tunnel. Like, are we?
It's repetitive use that our bodies have never been designed for, but it's the current day. And I haven't experienced it, although all my years of using computers, I've been lucky to not have carpal tunnel. But I saw this. It said the condition sounds like the subject of a television news story about teenagers whose thumb seizes up when they play video games. It's definitely not something I, a mature professional, should ever have. I began to call it my numb thumb. So I guess it's a real thing, and I'd be curious if anybody else out there has it. And send us a note either on Twitter or email us. All the contact information's on our site, and let us know. But I'm surprised that you have it. I don't know. Is it all the time? Is it often?
No, it's not. It's just when I've been using my phone for an extended period of time, or it's just been, you know, honestly, when I'm at work, I don't feel it as much. It's at night where the kids are asleep and I'm just kind of playing on my phone that I tend to feel it. During the day, though, because I'm just, you know, I have my desk phone that I use more than anything, and I'm using a keyboard and a mouse and everything like that. I don't have all the time to just play with my phone during the day. I don't feel it, but at night, every once in a while, I do. But again, it's never been to the point where I need to like go to the doctor.
You're not debilitated.
No. It's funny because just looking at another, I flagged another area in the article here where it says where, you know, when the author recently walked into the office of Michelle Caruda, San Francisco acupuncturist, she said that she was one of the lucky ones. She had just two patients whose phone hands hurt so much that they had to take leaves of absence from work. They were dropping things, Ms. Kuroda said. They couldn't eat with forks. I mean, it's the unnatural concentration of movement that I think tends to mess people up. But, you know, it's just a lesson, I think, of just, you know, sometimes you just have to put your phone down and not let it run your life. And, you know, if it gets to the point where your hands are getting sore, you should really think about how much time you're spending.
Do you think Kim Kardashian has that? Was she one? She had to go to get acupuncture and she had thumb hand.
Oh, really? She had it?
I'm asking you. Do you think she's one of those people? Because she's always on the Twitter and the Instagram. But
I don't know. It depends on which one you're talking about.
Well, Kim, of course.
Well, there's more than one, right? There's Chloe and...
Yeah, but nobody cares about them.
Mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the Jenners. They're like the stepsisters, right? Oh,
I guess so. I just know about the dad.
They have two moms now.
That's right. Well, you know, my fingers, and I don't, you know, obviously I don't get it, but when I feel like I'm stressing out and my fingers are getting numb, I reach for a cookie.
I was waiting to see where this was going. Okay.
I love cookies. Ice cream, I can eat a shit ton of ice cream. Uh-huh. But if you give me a pack of cookies, and we had them up there. We had the Chips Ahoy with the M&Ms on the top. Ooh. And I destroyed that bag. And I went in there the other day looking for them because I was really craving them. Then I realized that I had eaten the whole thing. And that's why I had nobody to blame but myself. But one of my favorite cookies is the Oreo. And I've had them on here. I've had the Easter ones, and I've had the peanut butter ones, and I've had the mint ones. But Oreo has just announced 6 flavors based on your favorite desserts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I think you're an Oreo fan, too.
I mean, like you, I'm in the cookies good camp. So, like, I mean... They're easy.
Ice cream, you got to put it in a bowl. Yeah. You're not going to be an animal and eat it out of the fucking box or the container or whatever it is. My English is failing today.
Unless it's a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's, that's fine. But anything else, you're not going to eat it out of there. But a cookie, you can grab like 6 of them and then go sit down and eat them. And before you know it, they're gone. You got to go up and get more. No. So cookies are one of those. And Oreos... hands down favorite.
If I'm feeling rather animalistic that day, I'll go for the cookies because I don't need to use, you know,
utensils.
I don't have to use utensils or dishes and such. I can just fucking grab them with my claws and just shove them into my gullet. Like, you know, that's why I like cookies, because of how I can just act like a fucking caveman and just...
Now, you don't bite the cookie, right? Okay, we're gonna see if this is Weird Rabbit or if this is everybody. When you eat a cookie, do you like bite it in half and then you chew it and then you eat the rest of it, or does the whole cookie go down?
Oh man, it depends on the cookie. If it's an Oreo, that whole fucking thing goes in my mouth.
Yeah,
I mean it's just like eating sushi. You have to shove the whole thing in your mouth. You don't bite it in half. It takes away from the experience.
You eat the whole thing, and you never dip it in milk. That's for savages. You just eat the cookie.
I don't know. Like,
you don't want it soggy.
If it's a regular Oreo, I might dip it in milk every once in a while. I mean,
that's stupid.
You're stupid.
Now, do you have a favorite Oreo, or do you do double stuff, or do you feel like the regular stuff is enough? Because the balance is
much
off.
Like my approach to many things that I eat on a regular basis. I kind of stick with what I know usually. So it's, you know, I think that the Oreo you don't need the double stuff. The regular Oreos are a nice balance of the frosting and the cookies. And, but at the same time, I do like, you know, every once in a while they'll come out with the seasonal flavors or the new flavors and kind of like what we're about to talk about here. Oreos based off my favorite desserts.
Yeah.
I'd for sure try it, and I might just love it.
Well, the one I'm excited about is the Good Humor Strawberry Shortcake. And I love those that the ice, you know, the ice cream man comes around.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not getting a snow cone or maybe the bomb pop or the firecracker or whatever they call it, the red, white, and blue stick that's red, white, and blue, I'm getting a strawberry shortcake probably 9 times out of 10.
You're probably the guy that does actually run up to the
No, when, I mean, if I have it,
the truck is there, coming down the street, they know to go past Robert's house because it's a guaranteed sale.
Go fast. Yeah. Go fast. Well, the other ones they've got is chocolate peanut butter pie, which I think would probably be good.
That sounds really good to me. Chocolate, good. Peanut butter, good. Pie, usually good. So, that one sounds really good. Another one, though, is the Rocky Road Trip Oreos, which is cookie with marshmallow bits and Rocky Road flavored cream with soy nut inclusions, whatever the fuck that means.
It's all artificial, but yeah, I'll probably do that.
Of course, it's artificial.
You mean that a regular Oreo is not natural flavors? But yeah, I would like that one. The one I don't want, and I think we talked about this earlier, what was it, the peppermint bark? I'm not a big fan of peppermint bark. The pistachio Oreo thins probably okay, but I'm revolting against the thin ones because there's probably not enough in there to make me satisfied.
Yeah, so thin Oreos are stupid. Also, there's the there's another one that's on the docket. It's the birthday cake Oreos, Mickey Mouse collab with Disney. Fuck?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm not a big fan of here.
Oh,
it's,
no.
Well, it's just, it's a birthday cake Oreo, and there's a, you That's know, like dumb. A, it just, it ha, it's a limit. It, there's like a Mickey Mouse, like the old school Mickey Mouse on the package. I don't, birthday cake is good though. Don't knock it until you've tried it, Robert.
Well, they have the birthday cake ones out there already, and I'm not a big fan.
But those birthday cake ones have the yellow cookies, right? This is birthday cake with the chocolate.
Maybe that's better. And yeah, I think the other ones are the yellow. And I like the yellow ones. I don't have to have the chocolate ones all the time. The golden, I think.
Oh, yeah, the golden ones. The chocolate ones are good because you can dip it in milk.
No, that's like the person eating flip flops. And earlier I had.
Let's call Gillian and ask Gillian what she thinks.
You know, Gillian might be willing to come on the show one time. We'll have to ask her. But the person that dunks Gillian's their cookies great. In the milk is the person, and I'm going to judge myself earlier because I actually drank Pepsi, and you know how much I hate. But there were no other choices but Pepsi, and I was waiting for Melissa to say something, but. We were at a party earlier, and there was Pepsi, and I'm usually universally opposed to Pepsi, and that's all they had, and I really wanted some sort of pop, and that's all they
I love that you just call it pop, too. Yeah,
I did, so you would know what I was talking about.
I know
about.
What soda is, asshole. Soda. We call it pop here. You know, I didn't tell the people in Michigan to start doing that. They just did it without me, and I grew up in that. You know, so... And again, I my favorite pop is Diet Dr. Pepper, which is a Coke product. And
yes,
and I'm a big fan of that.
Well, no, I don't think it is.
No, you know what? Never mind. I think they're
got bought. Yeah. But then they were independent, and then they got bought by, I think, Pepsi. But you'll still find it in places that have Coke because people love the shit out of Dr. Pepper.
What's funny though,
they can't not
they
carry
put it with the Coke though. So like if for instance, McDonald's by our house. Has Coke products and it has Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And if you go to the store, it's always with the Coke products. It's never with the Pepsi products.
I don't know. The majority of Pepsi and Coke bottlers bottling Dr. Pepper are owned by PepsiCo and the Coca-Cola company. So I guess it's equal.
That's weird.
That's funny.
I don't know. If they have Pepsi, great. If they have Coke, great. I don't really care.
No, I don't drink Pepsi. That's shit. Although I did earlier, but don't worry. That's not for anything.
Oh, boy. What? We got a promo this week.
We do have a promo, and since we just talked about cookies, we'll go to our friend Snack Masters, who I think have either tasted the cookies or at least talked about it themselves. So we like snacks, so we'll do Snack Masters, and then we'll do Crazy News.
Roll the promo.
Fast snacks, fast food, fast reviews. Snack Masters, Inc., a podcast served to you in 30 minutes or less.
Very serious, the Snack Masters. And I've listened to a couple of their episodes, and they are very serious about their snacks like we are.
And, but, it, well, in the funny thing is, I think we probably talk about food as much as they do. Our podcast yeah. is just twice as long on average.
See? Yeah, there. Well, we go on tangents and we end up and I have my hangups I have to talk about every now and then.
Yeah.
And looking at the Oreo articles, got pizza there, and I really want pizza. And
yeah. Well, I had pizza. Did you see the post I put on the Instagram for the two bobs today?
I did, and I yes, I did, and it looked very, very good, and I wish that I had pizza right now because this bourbon barrel is tearing through me.
Yeah, it was really good pizza. I tagged Green Lantern and Boulder Beer Co. Actually, the beer I was drinking is the Shake Chocolate Porter, and I almost drank that tonight, except you already had it on the show.
I did, and I drank it, but I thought that you had
it. No, I've never had it. Until I bought it today. Well, I had never checked in on Untappd.
That's the only way I know. I've had so many that the only way I know is from Untappd.
And by the way, not to change the subject back to the promo, but if you want to visit them on their interweb site, you can go to snackmastersinc.podbean.com. Friends of the show, check them out. Just don't replace
their
podcast with theirs.
No, they've been good to us. So snackmastersinc.podbean.com.
Who doesn't like snacks?
Oh, I love the shout of snacks. The only way I get through the day is because of snacks. And I sit in my cubicle, and usually people will hear me crinkling some sort of package over there. So just how I deal with life.
You know how I get through life.
Crazy news?
Crazy news. I'd be dead if it wasn't for crazy news.
We got a lot of crazy news today. You've sent me a couple of these. Yeah. And then I found the last one. And earlier in the show, I was opening up all my tabs, and I actually started laughing because I was looking at the picture. So we'll save our friends for World News Daily until the end.
Oh, man. I haven't looked at that first one yet.
Okay, good. It'll be good. The picture will make it into the show, Arthur. We'll start with the first one that you sent me, and I have no idea where Thunder Bay is.
I was just, because, you know, usually you try to catch me off guard. You're like, where does this week's this story take us? And I'm like, I don't know the idea. Hold on, let me check.
Check with Alexa. Alexa, where is Thunder Bay?
Thunder Bay is a town in Ontario, Canada.
It should have known.
669 miles, 1,078 kilometers west of Ottawa, and 154 miles. 248 kilometers northwest of Marquette, Michigan.
Fuck out there.
Marquette, Michigan. So it's north of you.
Well, Marquette is
just across the border.
Marquette's way the fuck north of me, too.
That's UP. That's UP territory. It's
in the Upper Peninsula. So
it's where the mouth breathers
way,
are.
Way. It's way past that. So it just. We'll just say it's very far away in the middle of fucking BFE Canada, but
it all makes sense.
But
now.
It's, and I mean, that being said, I see exactly why the story, even the situation even happened. And the headline says it's driving from a long chair results in numerous charges. Thunder Bay police conducting a traffic stop discovered a young driver operating a pickup truck from a lawn chair in the cab. And boy, do I wish that's where it ended. A young driver facing numerous charges after being found operating an unsafe motor vehicle from the comfort of a lawn chair. And it's one of those like bag chairs that you bring to sporting events. According to the Thunder Bay Police Service media release, officers with the traffic unit stopped to pick up a pickup truck Monday afternoon on Island Drive.
The vehicle was initially stopped for using license plates that were not authorized for that vehicle. But upon approaching the vehicle, officers noticed the driver was seating in a folding lawn chair where the driver's seat should have been. Officers determined the vehicle was unsafe because a number of other defects, including a broken windshield, a defective door handle preventing the doors from opening, and an unsecure load in the box and no seat belt buckles. The driver was charged with numerous offenses, including driving with a suspended license and operating a motor vehicle with no insurance. The vehicle has been impounded, which is probably where it should have been based on this picture. It looks like, I guess it's a pickup truck and there's actually no seat. I guess it would be one of those bench seats and everything is gone. And like Rob said, he's just sitting in a little folding chair.
It looks like they were like, you could, it looks like it's a meth kitchen on wheels. I mean, it's just, it's so dirty. And it's like, I just don't even know. So, okay. So first off, let's go through these things real quick here. So, suspended plate.
Windshield is cracked.
Suspended plate. License plate not authorized for that vehicle. So if there was a license plate on it, it just wasn't actually for that car. There's a seat missing, and in its place is a bag seat. There's no seatbelt. There's a fairly substantial crack in the windshield. Also, the doors won't open. So apparently you apparently have to crawl in and out through the window to enter and exit the car. And, oh, by the way, the person driving it was also on a suspended license.
Now, when I heard young driver, I was thinking it was like a kid sitting up and using like a bigger seat to sit up in there. It just says young driver. It doesn't really say about their age, but I bet if Gillian was on the phone, she would know.
Gillian, she's probably on the case.
I was hoping that Gillian would have some other articles we could reference today, but she didn't.
Oh, man. That's why we got to get her over to World News Daily Report. We use them all the time.
Well, we're not ready for them yet.
No, we're not. But what we are ready for is more poop.
And a couple weeks ago, and I think even Melissa made that comment, like, you guys had a lot of poop, and you're usually... You are very sensitive to that. Like, you're like, well, Robert, you know, you've got a lot of poop stories in this one, so let's back it off a little bit. But I think between the two of us, we came up with so many that we didn't really realize it. But this one goes a lot. We've talked about a lot of times in the past about the joggers that are running through neighborhoods and just pooping in random places. And this one has to do with that and catching somebody by setting up night cams. But the part that confused me that I think is actually worse is on this particular news article, the video at the top. I don't know if you've watched it, and I guess you have.
I'm watching it right now.
So the article goes through how they set up night vision cameras, and they caught this guy who evidently lives down the street, and they know who he is, crapping in somebody's yard. But the video at the top is a lady, and this is from Australia, where basically she's over in the refrigerated section of the grocery store, and she's standing next to somebody who's like pulling bread off the shelf. She pulls up her skirt, and then she drops a big old deuce down in the refrigerator.
And what's funny is we got to walk through this. So there's this late, creepy, like older lady too. She's not like all probably squirrely 45. Looking like some like who you, like not like the lady who deuced on the floor in Tim Hortons, but why does so much of this happen in Canada? But
she's got a little bit of a hunch Australia, too,
apparently. But
and she's wearing pajama pants. Yeah,
so she's wearing pajama pants. She's got a little bit of a hunch. She stopped and she like she looks around like just you know who's
behind. There's a lady standing right there.
So she's scoping the area out ahead of time just to make sure that you know that like but that lady's still standing right there. That's the funny thing. So she's scoping the area out, but there's a lady standing right there. It's almost like she's like, all right, I gotta make sure that like nobody's gonna see me, except I kind of want this lady to see me. So she hunches down like you said. She starts taking a shit in the display case. And the funny part, the funniest part to me though, is when the other lady eventually turns around and looks at her and realizes what she's doing, and she like scurries around and then it scurries away, and this lady who's shitting in the fridge just kind of like sits there like with like this sulky look on her face, like she's just been caught, I guess no pun intended, shitting in the fridge. But and why is this video even on here?
I don't know that she even knows what she's doing, because she's got the pants on and she's got them pulled down and she's kind of leaning forward, and there's no way you look at somebody in the grocery store who's maybe sitting there, maybe just because they're tired of standing, and you go, that person is taking a dump inside the refrigerator.
No,
you would never look. You think they're like they're taking a load off while getting a load out at the same time. You're not going to look at somebody who's just sitting there resting and thinking that they're dropping a deuce in the refrigerator.
No, because it fast forward to 23 seconds into the video, the lady. The bystander turns around and, well, it's more like 20, let's see here, like 20.
I got a whole other video because I started 20
seconds,
around.
20 seconds. She stops and looks around. It's like, I think what happened here is the lady was looking at the bread or whatever is on the shelf and is like, God, it kind of smells like shit over here. What the hell is that?
Now that I didn't think about.
And then she turns around and sees this lady. And if you notice, she kind of like, she's dumbfounded. She gets the fuck out of there. She's like, all right, well, I'm all done here now. Like, this is, she didn't even know how to react. I think the lady knew exactly what the pooper was doing and just didn't even want to confront her. Because how do you confront somebody who's shitting in a fridge? Like, you know, in a supermarket, you just get the fuck out of there. Like, get me away from this lady. You don't know what she's going to do next. I mean, she probably saw the video from the lady who shit at Tim Hortons, and she knows that after she's done, there's a chance the pooper is going to throw her poop at the lady. And so she's like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here before I start getting poop flung at me. That's what I think happened.
Well, that's probably true. I think you're right. I'm looking at it again, and I think she does realize, because she's there. She's taking her time deciding on the bread, and she rolls out of there without picking.
I think she knew.
While she's pinching a loaf, she's not picking a loaf. She runs.
I think she knows exactly what was happening. But anyways, the article itself, we got so hung up on the video, we haven't even read the fucking article yet. So.
Well, because I thought that was better.
It is
the
better.
The rest of it is pretty good.
Yeah, well, so this is about a it's an infamous, so neighbors in a community in what appears to be Australia, just judging by the website, they snapped a photo of their infamous local poop jogger, as he's been rightfully called, who's been defecating on their pass by night in the Brisbane suburb of Green Slopes. Residents of an apartment block in the southern Brisbane suburb of Green Slopes say they have been plagued for a year by a mystery person repeatedly defecating on their private property. The unidentified man has been running past the block three times a week and ducking up a privately owned path like clockwork in the early morning and pausing to poo on it.
He's estimated to have committed the act 30 times in the last 12 months.
Shit.
The neighbors banded together and set up a special night vision camera, and just last week hit pay dirt, where the neighbors set up a night camera and got a few images, so we had a time he was doing it. Then I decided to go and wait with the camera, and I was there a few mornings, and last Friday I got him, said neighbor Steve. Who took the photo. There's a red light which goes on before the camera's flash goes off. And he saw that and looked right at me as the picture was taken. Then he just said, hello. At that point, I decided to walk away. The photograph shows a gray-haired man with his pants down, holding a piece of toilet paper, squatting over a concrete path by a brick wall and looking directly at the camera. Steve has since discovered the man is married and lives in a well-kept house with a manicured garden not far from the apartment block.
It's probably well manicured because it has manure in it.
Fertilized.
It's natural fertilizer. Steve wrote on Facebook that the man was a Green Slopes resident, but he was not sharing his name at this stage unless he continues to do it. So it's kind of like, you know, if you don't stop, we're going to start telling more, you know, giving out more information. Right. One Facebook poster suggested a poster drop. Hopefully someone, either friend, acquaintance, or even his employer will recognize him. The commenter said, I can see no reasonable excuse for his filthy, disgusting behavior. The fact that he's done this on numerous occasions makes it even worse. So that's true. Like, if it happened once, I'd say, like, maybe he was, like, out on a walk and maybe he had a bathroom emergency. Even that, yeah, it's fucking disgusting. But at least you can be like, okay, maybe it was a medical thing. This guy's done it 30 times in a 12-month period. He brought toilet paper with him. Like, he set out. He's going out for his walk. He's like, all right, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go shit next to the wall. Yeah, like, I'm going to go home and manicure my yard.
Yeah, 3 days a week, he didn't stop to relieve himself on the path every time. He ran straight past on Monday. He and the other neighbors had tried to talk to the man to no avail. Facebook users suggested having a police car outside the apartment blocks, and another said he hoped the photograph would shame the police to take it seriously. As it is on private property, the police cannot really do anything. It was crapping like this on public property. He could be charged with a disorderly behavior. Steve told news.com.au he had been hoping police would go and talk with him, but was hoping the photograph might deter him from doing it again.
I don't know. I think fuckers like that that do that shit, though. Like, don't they kind of want to get caught, though? It's like the lady shitting in the fridge at the supermarket. Like, she kind of wanted that lady to turn around and see her. Like, what's the thrill? And I don't get it, but I don't...
That's the high, I guess, is
getting caught, right? Otherwise, it's just
it's like eating a strawberry shortcake.
Otherwise, it's just taking a shit in a fridge or on the ground. I don't know.
Oh man, yeah. Even just that picture, she's looking right at her as she's dropping it. This lady's looking at the bread, so she wanted her to see her.
Yep. So let's move on to some real news.
Yeah, well, a bigger problem, evidently, that I didn't know about, and hopefully I never end up in this situation, but a retirement home was raided by the FBI for running an elderly fight club, and seven people were arrested. Seven employees of a nursing home for elderly people were arrested by FBI this morning in Charlottesville, Virginia, where I'll be tomorrow, for forcing the elders under their care to fight each other.
Fucking Virginia.
The first rule of Fight Club is you never talk about Fight Club, even if you're old.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not put it up your dukes. Talk about Fight Club.
Put up your dukes. You give me your peas if you don't fight.
Second rule is you don't talk about Fight Club.
The fights were filmed and relayed online on a special website. Fight Club old people were often attracted several thousand viewers, and astounding money was placed in bets.
That's awesome.
You ever see the website Bum Fights? It's long gone.
Oh, that sounds fun, though.
You didn't know about Bum Fights?
Oh.
It got a lot of flack because it would basically pay bums to fight.
Oh,
each other.
I've heard of that.
It's long gone.
Where am I supposed to start reading?
The fights were filmed.
Thanks. The fights were filmed and relayed online. A specialized website where they often attracted several thousand viewers and astounding amounts of money and bets. FBI spokesman Bill Donovan says the most popular fights were the ones which contenders were armed with canes or walkers. The older and more handicapped the fighters were, the larger was the crowd the fight attracted. Some were so weak, they used mobility scooters to try and roll on each other. They played chicken with their hover rounds.
Officer Donovan says the staff used several different methods The fourth.
Mouse tapping.
Hello.
Officer Donovan said the staff used several different methods to force the residents to fight, either through rewards or punishment. The nursing staff's
what?
The nursing home staff forced the elders to beat each other up very badly, offering a ridiculous reward such as such as Jell-O or extra mashed potatoes.
Oh man, extra gravy too.
Some residents now, is it gravy from a mix? Some refused to fight, had their dentures or glasses confiscated until they complied.
According to the FBI, the organizers of this illegal combat ring may have pocketed over $125 million over the 3 years it was an operation, mostly from online bets. Mom, I felt like such an asshole today. So yesterday was her birthday.
I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
She is. Yesterday was her birthday. And we got a present and such, but I talked to her on the phone yesterday and completely forgot to wish her a happy birthday.
Right.
I feel like such an ass. So I called her today. I'm like, I'm the worst son ever.
What, honey?
Sorry, Mom. I forgot to wish you a happy birthday.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
God damn it. Alexa. The two owners of the retirement home and five other employees were arrested for the role they played in the organization.
I don't know that.
The five employees each face numerous criminal charges. Alexa, you're a whore. And could face sentences going from 45 to 85 years in jail if found guilty on all charges. The owners of the retirement home. Oh, you want to do it?
I'd rather not answer that.
She started to talk back to you. The owners of the retirement home, Terrence and Michelle Aniston, respectively face 37 and 31 accusations and could face over 300 years in prison.
300 years in prison.
Their trial is expected to begin at the end of June. It should draw a lot of media attention.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
It should be fun. I can't wait to hear about it on CNN.
Well, I like the picture because, and that's why I was laughing earlier. It's the old guy. He's doing almost like the put up your dukes and the name of the.
Yeah, he's got his dukes up.
The name of the place is Retirement Village. That's like a generic cereal.
No, it's very nice. It's in like a very like just like standard font. It's
like the generic circles where you've got the oat circles. No, those are Cheerios.
Jeez.
Apple, we got some upstairs. Apple Dapples. Oh, there's Apple Jacks. Come on, get the real thing.
We have Rice Crisps.
Oh, but the kids don't care. You know, as they get, like, I can taste a cereal and I know it's bullshit. But the kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but Ben, he's eight. He's like, oh boy, these are. And he'll look at the box and go, well, these aren't really Apple Jacks, but he'll eat them. He doesn't care.
Yeah, don't you give me fucking fake Cap'n Crunch.
So. Yeah. But I eat it, and I know it's wrong. I can taste the difference.
So, me too. So anyways, that was our friends at World News Daily Report. If you're looking for some other headlines that you might be interested in, there's one. It's Indonesian zoo employee hospitalized after attempting oral sex on a male rhino.
Babysitter arrested for auctioning the kids under her care on eBay.
How about this one? There's a black student adopted by white parents quits Harvard to denounce her own white privilege.
Saudi Arabian man's hand cut off for masturbating during Ramadan.
Alabama man cheated on his wife with a goat.
Oh, man.
Kenya authorities released Barack Obama's real birth certificate. Oh, well, and that's it from worldnewsdailyreport.com. Appreciate it.
Hard-hitting news. If only Gillian could get a job there, we'd have a ton of shit to talk about.
Man, that would be awesome. I miss Gillian. I hope she had a good week, too.
Better than my week, I bet.
Sounds like you had a rough week.
God Damn it. Well, it's over.
It is.
We had to climb the mountain, and we're at the top, and we're done. So that's good.
I work Monday, Tuesday. I'm off Wednesday, Thursday. Although I might have to go on a little bit on Thursday. I work Friday. Then I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Well, you work more weekends. And I worked a lot on Monday because I had to finish some of this stuff. And sometimes it's easier to just work on a weekend or on a day when the phone's not ringing and other stuff's not coming in. And that's kind of
work today.
That's how my Memorial Day was. So I'm glad to have it behind me. We got a lot of baseball coming up. So that while that's stressful at sometimes because you just want the kids to do well, it's still, I mean, it's a lot of fun. So we're headed. We've got a 2-hour drive in the morning, 2 hours back, about 5 hours of baseball in between. So it'll be a long day, and then ready for another Monday to start all over again.
Fun.
It is.
Just, you know, the thing that sucks about every week is one of those days is always a Monday.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to work from home this Monday because I've got the last day. It's the last week of school up here. So we got the final lunch, or I guess there's a little party. So we're going to go have lunch with the boy and hang out with him a little bit. And then, more baseball.
All my baseball is being watched on television. So that works for me.
Well, I saw the Tigers. What they beat the Blue Jays the other day.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And I saw the White Sox pitcher that came back after the aneurysm. That's pretty good.
Good for them. I still hate the White Sox, though.
I know. And I thought about you when I was watching that because I thought, you know, here's a guy who's basically pitching a great game. He goes and strikes out Jose Altuve, who's probably the best hitter in all of baseball, American League or National League. He strikes him out, doesn't remember any of it because he's just feeling weird. He ends up having an aneurysm explode in his head, and he's better now. He threw out the first pitch, I think, yesterday's game, maybe today's. But I know, sometimes blood's thicker than water, and the White Sox are hated rivals of your Tigers.
Yeah, mostly it's me. But
that's all right. Well, that's episode 66. I don't know what we'll call her it.
I don't know.
Probably Bourbon Barrel. Whatever
you're gonna call her in it. Call her in it.
Elderly Fight Club might be up there.
That's a good one.
Oh, well, we'll see. By the time I get back from 12 hours of baseball tomorrow, I'll be editing this puppy.
And I'm sure there will be something in there. So anyway, you can find us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. We are on the interwebs at our website. Just go to the website. It's all there. It's at thetwobobs.com. And I think we also have a phone number.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. Elderly listener who hasn't called in a while. And if I had known that yesterday was her birthday and I wasn't on Facebook to know, if I had known, we might have called her tonight. Although it probably wouldn't have worked, so I would have been pissed off anyway. But
she's sleeping.
If you'd like to call us, our number is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.